Simon & Schuster Audio presents Choosing Life, One Day at a Time, a devotional for men and women by Dodie Osteen, read by the author, featuring passages from the Bible and prayers from Dodie Osteen's ministry.
Hello, my name is Dodie Osteen, and my husband and I pastored Lakewood Church for many years, and it's been such a blessing for me to be here and to see all the things that have happened. But many of you know that in 1981, I was miraculously healed of metastatic cancer of the liver. And in my book, Healed of Cancer, I share the struggles and the battles I had to fight and how God's Word helped me to overcome and how completely God healed me. I am so thankful today, 25 years later, to be healthy and strong, and I owe my life to Jesus, and I am so glad to be His child. I believe that as terrible as that experience was, it has given me a special understanding of how God wants to heal us in every part of our lives today. I thank God that I had His Word to depend on in that dark hour, as well as the good teaching of my husband, John Osteen, who went to heaven in 1999, and other great men and women of God. Thank God for all those years I listened to the Word of God, and I stored it up in my heart. If it hadn't been for the Word of God, I would have died. As John used to say, if you put the Word of God in your heart when you don't need it, God will bring it out when you do need it. I hold fast to God's Word daily. My life depends on it. It is like medicine to me. And every day of the world, I read the Word of God. I read healing scriptures that I have read for 25 years, and I continue to read them until the day that Jesus comes or I go to heaven. My life depends on the Word of God, and yours does too. God exhorts us as His children to give attention to my words. Proverbs 4, incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them. Life. Hallelujah. Thank God for life and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life. I encourage you to read your Bible daily. Your spirit man needs spiritual food just like your body needs physical food. It is the Word of God that has given me life and hope all these years. I intend to always obey God's Word because He has given me my life. I trust as you read these daily devotions in your own Bible every day that you will be a doer of the Word and not a hearer only. A doer is someone who sows the seed of the Word of God into his heart or her heart and obeys it. And God wants us to be not only hearers, but He wants us to be doers of the Word of God. One way to sow the Word of God into your heart is to confess or to say the same thing God says in His Word. You know, when your husband tells you,
sample complete. Ready to continue?